What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The thing that I find interesting, guys, is every guest we have is more impressive than the last. And talking off air to our next guest, I think this will hold true. Kevin Martin Jr., 62, is a prostate cancer patient from Milton, and his doctor, Dr. Atish Choudhury from Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Welcome, guys. And Kevin, we were talking to you a little bit about your journey and where you've come from and what you are now. And what you are now is a legitimate marathon runner. And tell us a little bit about how that's kind of played a role through your whole journey here.
The funny thing is for my 60th birthday, I wanted to run Boston. I grew up in Southie, kind of on the outskirts of the finish line, and it was kind of a bucket list item.
Yep.
And I was welcomed with open arms from on the Dana-Farber team. And literally a month to the day after being invited on the team, I get diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. So the journey started as, from a marathon perspective, is a bucket list.
Right.
And then it became so much bigger than that. So after lots of tears and falling down and brushing myself off, I very much have become part of the Dana-Farber family, run the marathon for Dana-Farber. This past year raised $130,000.
Way to go.
That's incredible.
Just, I believe in Dana-Farber so much. I am Jimmy. You are Jimmy. We're all Jimmy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, we believe in science, and we believe in the incredible advances that the Dana-Farber Institute and Jimmy Fund help provide. But, you know, every now and again, I also believe in karma. And it's amazing that in a lot of ways, like, that you're now being treated by and helped out by the people that you were running for, in spite of the fact that you were thrown this incredible curveball and dealt this blow out of nowhere.
Everything happens for a reason.
Agreed.
And I would never want to have cancer, but I live with gratitude. I live with joy in my heart. I try to inspire people every day, so I do believe there's a purpose in this. And Dr. Choudhury can tell you, but I'm kind of outperforming right now. There's certain things that I do that maybe, perhaps, another person can't do. So I really try to, when I run, when I do triathlons, when I give talks, I'm going to Kilimanjaro in September with a bunch of endurance athletes to show that people with advanced cancer can thrive and not just survive. And I really feel that I've got this purpose of awareness, prostate cancer, other types of cancers, but really that it is a journey, and we push ourselves forward, and we climb mountains, and we run marathons, and we all run different types of races.
Have you found that the running and the exercise, it's you can't imagine not doing it now. I guess it's your salvation in a way. It's just part of your lifestyle, who you are now.
Dr. Choudhury tells me I have no testosterone. I would tell you I've got lots of testosterone.
For you.
Yeah. I mean, when I run by myself, I meditate, I pray, I listen to the Rolling Stones. And when I run with other people, it's a big TMI session of of just stories and engagement and motivating each other. So to me, the running on a whole bunch of different levels really helps push my life forward.
Dr. Choudhury, two questions for you. First, in reading the notes, you had shoulder pain, Kevin, and that led to prostate cancer. As just an outsider, that doesn't seem to make sense in my head. And what is the treatment like now that he is a marathoner and dealing with prostate cancer?
Yeah, so actually Kevin has been monitored for prostate cancer for a number of years. And so what we were seeing in our follow-up visits with him was a number that we used to track the progress of the cancer called PSA was making its way upward, but we never really had a diagnosis in the prostate itself of anything other than a low-grade cancer. So it was really the imaging that caught that the cancer had spread to the bone, and now that that's in the news with Joe Biden having the same kind of diagnosis. But the very good news for Kevin and for Joe Biden and for others with prostate cancer in the bone is that the treatments for it are very, very effective. So as Kevin mentioned, the backbone of the treatment is testosterone-lowering medication, and then we add additional hormonal drugs on top of that, and in some cases we add chemotherapy, and many patients have experienced exceptional responses to that, with the PSA numbers going all the way to zero and the scans really looking very, very good. The problem that we deal with is that these medications have a lot of side effects. This lowering the level of testosterone has sexual side effects, as you might be aware, also has impacts on endurance and physical strength and emotions. And we counsel our patients that exercise is really the most critical way to counteract those kinds of side effects. I told Kevin that on the first day, and he took it to the furthest extreme that I could possibly imagine. And he'll tell you that I actually told him on the very first day, I'm not sure that a marathon is on these medications is actually doable. I've not had a patient actually do that, but he took that as a personal challenge. And now he sends me messages over the patient portal updating me.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
On all his progress is sort of like, look at that.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to clarify, it's not look at that. I want to be exact in those words. So being from Southie, Goodwill Hunting, every race I upload a picture and says, how do you like them apples?
Yeah, you do.
That's awesome.
What are we without goals or thinking that we have something to strive for? And you, this is the second day in a row, by the way, that we've heard how important exercise is. You know, I'm sure certain people probably believe like, oh, you got to preserve your strength or rest and let the medicine and the treatment work, which is probably true at certain points. But exercise rooms there, telling people to go out, get walks, get fresh air, take care of yourselves. That's incredibly important. And where are we necessarily now in the journey to try to like end prostate cancer? Because it feels like we've been on a slow, steady hill up towards getting to the top and like eradicating this from the health and care of men.
Absolutely. So there's two extremes to this. One is to cure prostate cancer, which we're able to cure cancers at a much later stage than we were able to previously. But then the other side of this is to not over-treat what we call indolent cancers, low-grade cancers that will never kill the patient. And so we're trying to be very personalized in our management of the individual patient in front of us. And so every year there's new treatments available for even advanced prostate cancers, even cancers that have become resistant to some of our initial treatments. And so many of our patients, even carrying a quote terminal diagnosis, live for years and years and years and wind up dying of something else.
Kevin, I need to bring attention to, there's a funny balance for you here. So this man, you entrust your life to this man, and yet you also try to prove him wrong at all times. So you trust him in the knowledge of your treatment that he knows exactly what he's doing, but then you prove him wrong by saying, how you like dem apples every time you run.
I've got so much respect for Dr. Chaudhary, and like any cancer, there's a standard of care. And what I so much appreciated about him, in my case, I didn't have chemo. He stepped back from the standard of care and said, hey, the scans look good, the blood looks good, let's continue on a certain path. So I've just got a tremendous amount of respect for him and an appreciation that we're looking at every individual patient with their own situation, and we're treating that person, we're not treating it in a mass situation. And I've just got a tremendous amount of respect for him.
And then you send him the photo of your latest time.
Indeed, I do.
Hey, Doc, when should men start talking to their doctors about potential prostate risks?
Yeah, so there are actually some very good guidelines that are available through many societies, like the American Cancer Society and the American Urologic Association. Generally, the idea is to start screening at age 50, but for people who have a family history of prostate cancer, they might start earlier. So getting an initial PSA level somewhere between 40 and 45, if there is a high risk, will then decide how frequently you should get the PSA checked after that.
And Kevin, if I may, quick two-parter. One, favorite Stones album. And two, how important has it been, the support, the care, the positive environment, the everything else that Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber have given you? You're obviously doing your part, training, exercising, but how important has their care been for you?
I've become part of the family. You know, when I joined the Dana-Farber Marathon team, which was kind of my first into a lot of people,
yep,
that group is all about hope. And I think more than anything, Dr. Chaudhary, Dana-Farber, we're bottling hope. When we give to strike out cancer, everybody that gives is writing a check out of the hope for a cure, out of the hope for research, raising awareness, advocacy, raising the game. So every $5 matters, but more than anything, we're bottling hope right now for that person. And I like to tell my story. I'm an extrovert, if you can't tell. Some people don't tell their story, but I kind of feel that when I tell my story, I'm a potentially the survival guide for the next person who's right, gotten diagnosed, and they're trying to figure out on page 7, what do I do now? And I just want to call out my wife, Lisa, and my kids and my entire network. I'm just so blessed in all aspects of my life. My marathon coach, I was getting in my head 40 miles a week. He says, go do something else. I took up dance lessons, and I won a regional dance contest a couple of months ago, rumba, tango, foxtrot. Like, I'm just one of those people.
Were you ever this competitive before?
I've always kind of been a type A person that when someone tells me no,
yeah,
I'm going to take it to the level and
freaking
say, let me
Arthur
show you.
Murray over here. Unbelievable.
Kevin, we appreciate you sharing your journey,
thank
sharing
you so
your
much
story.
For taking the time.
Dr. Chaudhary, we appreciate your work for Kevin and others. We also appreciate you taking his ribbing, which is an annual thing, as he continues. What was the medal you won? Every marathon, right? All the major marathons. The
Abbott Medal.
The Abbott Medal is the next accomplishment after Kilimanjaro, after everything else. Kevin Martin, Dr. Atish Chaudhary here with WEEI Afternoons. Dan Ball has what's trending.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.